Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. 4 o'clock hour on a Friday. I guess we'll call it a championship Friday. I haven't called it that yet today. I mean, Heat lost last night, but they're in the championship, and the Panthers play tomorrow. They're in the championship. We'll call it a championship Friday. I say, you miss football Fridays. You know what? One thing better than football Fridays, championship Fridays. So we'll give you a little cat talk here. We'll bring you 15 minutes of Heat this hour as well. We'll continue getting you ready for Panthers VGK tomorrow night. And we'll continue talking about what we witnessed last night in Denver, game one of the NBA Finals. We have not been doing a stock market report because there's no sponsor for it anymore, but I'm just going to mention this for bleeps and giggles since it's a championship Friday. Dow Jones today closed up 701 points, which is just a staggering number.
Give it to me.
You would like that.
Give it to me.
S&P 500 was up 61 points. NASDAQ was up 139 points. So very good day on Wall Street. Let's do a little cat talk before we get headlines here. Cat talk with me, but Solana fires off the big sound. Go ahead. Rattled by Talling Moeller. I love him.
Sergey Bobovka.
Love you, Moeller. Let me hear that again. Love you, Moeller. And then I just kind of petered out at the end because I was gonna say something else, and that was terrible.
as a friend, I tell you, Hawk, that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I knew it was weird when I said it.
Okay, yeah.
Love you, Moeller. If I said love you, Moeller, talk to you next week, no problem.
Yeah,
love you, Moeller. Love you, Moeller. Love you, Moeller. Super creepy.
Is that guy hockey on the fans, Simpsons?
Don't sit this way.
He makes a noise after he talks.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. There was a pretty cool thread that the Panthers had on Twitter. To see if I can find this. So the last time they were in the Stanley Cup final was 1996. And so it wasn't the Panthers. I'm sorry. It was Bally Sports Florida Panthers, Bally Panthers on Twitter. They tweeted out this thread. The last time Florida Panthers play in the Stanley Cup finals, 1996. Let's take a trip down memory lane and see what things were like 27 years ago. First one, Tiger entered the scene. Back in 96, Tiger Woods turns pro in August and picks up the first two wins of his career, the Las Vegas Invitational and the Oldsmobile Classic. It was 1996.
Damn.
Cats players Gustav Forsling and Sam Bennett were born 1996. Paul Maurice was coaching the Whalers. Paul Maurice, then 29 years old, finishes up the 95-96 season as the coach of the Hartford Whalers, his first head coaching gig in the NHL. Back in 96, the three top grossing movies were Independence Day, Twister, and Mission Impossible.
Twister.
Banger.
I thought you liked Twister.
I love Twister. That was a great movie.
Terrible movie. The cow flies away like it has wings.
That's the best part.
The cow flying is 2 seconds of the damn movie.
It's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. Don't tell me you like that movie, Jimmy.
It's a great movie.
Oh, my God. Solana?
Love the movie, and I love the ride. The ride is trash, but the movie is great.
What? I don't even think the ride exists anymore.
No, it doesn't. I think it's Jimmy Fallon.
Any ride, listen, in a ride, I want to sit in a thing, move around, and show me something. Twister, hey, stand here. Just stand here. We're going to blow some fans on you.
But they had the cow. They had the cow in the ride.
It was ridiculous. It reinforced how ridiculous the movie was.
First off, are you at Cheetah? You want to sit down, and you said just move around something.
That's right. Give me a left hand.
And it's ridiculous that a cow flies, but it's not ridiculous that they take Pepsi cans and make little helicopters out of the balls so it stays up in this twister. The cow was the part that was unbelievable.
Well, that's how you monitor what's going on inside the storm. That makes sense. Independence Day.
Banger. I love that
pretty
movie
good.
Too.
Another great movie.
Pretty good, but it could have been better.
I just don't. I don't know if Will Smith could knock an alien out with a punch. I didn't like that part.
Almost knocked out Chris Rock with a slap.
He couldn't knock out Chris Rock. Now he's going to knock
Rock
out an alien.
Didn't even move. You know,
Chris Rock just ate.
That would have been funny actually if he slapped Chris Rock. Chris Rock fell down, and then he dragged him on the stage as if he was dragging the alien in Independence Day.
Now that would have been a better outcome.
Too soon, Jimmy?
Nah.
All right, just checking. And Mission Impossible, I've never seen.
That's sad.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Everybody's the first one?
I never saw any of them.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen some of these new ones because this dude's 76 years old. He's not taking out Russia, but I saw
great
the first
Top Gun. Back in 1996, Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill is the top-selling album. Celine Dion's Falling Into You wins Album of the Year. Back in 96, the Nintendo 64 is released. Remember that, Solana? A little Nintendo 64 action?
That's the greatest gaming console ever. Oh, yeah. I had one.
1996, Blue's Clues debuts on Nick Jr.
Ooh. I mean, this is.
We are very smart.
This is my wheelhouse right here, man. Like, this is my childhood right here.
When were you born?
94.
Oh, wow. And in 1996 Summer Olympics, American Michael Johnson sets the world record in the men's 200 meters with a time of 19.32 seconds. So there you go. A little flashback in time,
MJ,
to the last time the Panthers were in the Stanley Cup final.
This is my childhood. I was 13. Solana, you don't remember being two.
Right, it was two. How did you have a Nintendo 64?
He's lying.
No, what do you think? They came out with a Nintendo 64, and then in 1997 there was a Nintendo 65? No, the Nintendo 64 was a Nintendo console.
Of Nintendo all the time.
The Nintendo 64 was a Nintendo console for at least a decade before they came out with the GameCube.
So you had a Nintendo 64 at what? At 8? At 6?
My brother was the same age as you. So my childhood, I caught the back end of the 90s. You're born in 94.
Caught the back end of your brother with the enema. Hey, come on.
Hey-o.
How are you? Bill Neville.
We know they were concerned with playing video games. They had bigger fish to fry.
What'd you say? You want to play Asteroids? No, Hemorrhoids.
Well, both of those work because Asteroids.
Yeah, it was funny. I almost didn't need to go further with the joke. Anyway, there
what
you go.
What are y'all doing in there? Nothing.
Cat talk for you. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I think I've found out everything I need to know about Solana. He's never been to Sawgrass Mills. and he loves the movie Twister. I mean, what, you know, now nah, I got a pretty good idea. Like, okay, I got you. I know who you are. I know who you are.
No more questions needed.
We learned the other day, I don't think you were here, Crowder, Jimmy, a proud Cuban-American, has never seen Scarface and doesn't drink cafecito.
I was here for the Scarface conversation, and that's just a surprise. Have nothing to do with your race, religion, anything. Scarface? Everybody's seen.
I know, especially growing up. Like, grew up in Miami. Like, you can't grow up in Miami and not see Scarface.
No, I know where on South Beach that hotel was that they cut the guy up in the shower.
Jimmy?
With a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Jimmy, any chance you'll watch Scarface over the next, you know, couple of weeks and report back?
I'll watch it.
All right.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. I'll watch it.
Will you drink a cafecito while you're watching it?
Probably not. Maybe a all screwdriver.
Right. How about just a little vodka in your cafecito?
That's possible, too.
Harvey Wallbanger?
Harvey Wallbanger.
All right, let's get headlines here. Headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
It was like the cow wasn't even startled. That's the thing that makes it so ridiculous to me, is like the cow may have like some sort of emotion when it's getting lifted off the ground, and cow just kind of stood there. You know, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you put a lot of work into the special effects on the cow.
What do you want him to do? A backflip?
I mean, something to acknowledge that he's not standing on the ground anymore, that he's getting swept up in a tornado.
Hawk, I think cows have limited noises. I don't know if they have a woman scream. I think all they have is a moo.
Just look, like, move your head or something. I mean, pretend like something's going on.
Say, get me down from here.
Something. Squirt a little milk. What, Josh Hart? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The ride is really great, though. I'm telling you, man. They got to bring that thing back. They have to bring that back.
I mean, how much effort did they put into that ride? Hey, let's get everyone to stand here. We're going to put a cow on some strings, and we'll get some big some fans from Jimmy's house. And we'll just blow them on the like, what kind of ride is it? I waited 45 minutes. 45 minutes. They shove me into some room. I'm standing behind 9 other people, and they put on the blowers. Oh, wow, I'm in a tornado. Oh, this is so great.
In fifth grade, that was everybody.
How realistic this is.
In fourth grade, that was everybody's science project. That whole thing with a tornado.
Created a tornado in water, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 2 liters of soda, and you were able to put like a tornadoes in it, and people would put like houses from Monopoly and put like fake cows in it.
More realistic than the movie.
Probably.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
That's it? You're done with the headlines?
Did I not do headlines?
You didn't do a single headline.
I'm just feeling nostalgic now. Nintendo 64, Blue's Clues.
You thought you delivered the headlines.
Did I not?
You did not.
That's
really funny. The weather.
Where'd I start? Where'd I leave
off?
You
never did one. You never did one.
All right. Game 1, Stanley Cup Finals, tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. from Las Vegas, or 8 p.m. puck drop, rather, from Las Vegas.
All right, very cool.
The Miami Heat, they'll play Game 2 Sunday, 8 p.m. as well. 8 p.m.
Yep, Sunday night, 8 p.m.
From Denver. Tonight, the Miami Hurricanes
Arena.
Yeah. The Miami Hurricanes, they're scheduled for a regional game, the Coral Gables Regional versus Maine. It's supposed to be a 7 p.m. first pitch. Just kind of wondering now if the weather will change that. But for right now, looks like they're going to play.
All right. Number one, Miami. Number four, Maine. Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field on Haggerty Street.
The Marlins, they're set to open up a three-game series versus the Oakland Athletics. 6:40 p.m. first pitch from Lone Depot Park.
All right.
I'm going to throw this out there. Sunday, U-20 World Cup. Uruguay plays the United States in the quarterfinal.
How happy was your brother, speaking of soccer and your brother, that Phil Neville was sacked?
I think he was pretty happy, actually. I think he was pretty thrilled about it because he's been
He's been very hard on Inter Miami, yeah. and I know that that I guess starts with the manager.
Yeah, he's been very critical of Phil Neville, and he was happy to see him go, as I believe a lot of Inter Miami fans were. I think they'd had enough of old Phil.
Have they announced an interim coach?
They did. It was one of the assistant coaches. I'm forgetting his name right now, but they. They brought someone up from within.
Okay.
But, yeah, U-20 World Cup, Uruguay, United States. It's a big one for me. I'll be locked in.
Who are you rooting for?
Serious?
Yeah.
Who do I? What kind of question is that?
I thought
you were
going to say USA.
No. Yeah. I'm a Uruguay. I'm a Uruguay fan for all things
sports. I'm a Uruguay.
You're a Uruguay.
There's a Simpsons joke there as well, but I don't think it's appropriate.
Nope.
If you know, you know.
I met someone yesterday. I had to stop at the FedEx store. I met someone yesterday from Paraguay.
Paraguay, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I did what I do. Oh, I'm a very good friend from Uruguay. I mean, I don't know. I had nothing else. And that was all I had.
How did you find out where they were from at a UPS store?
She had a lovely accent, and she was very conversational. Are you having a great day? But a very nice accent. And her name was Johanna, and I thought it was a pretty name, and she was an attractive lady. All I'm doing is seeing if I'm still in practice. Listen, my wife's in the other room there. I'm a happily married man. But it was just she and I in the store. And she was very friendly. And so I said, it's a lovely accent. Where are you from? And she said, I'm from Paraguay. And so I immediately, you know, threw down my Uruguay street cred. See if that got me anywhere.
Which I believe got you nowhere. Because we're
nowhere.
Two totally different countries, two very different backgrounds, two very different cultures.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he ain't got no game, is what you're saying, Solana?
He has no game with South Americans, at least.
But it was like, I mean, where would you have gone with that? Like, quickly, do you have anything on Paraguay? Because I don't.
I know that,
I can drop a Montevideo for Uruguay, but I got nothing on Paraguay.
Listen, because you have no game. You
got
ask
Paraguay
him about,
game?
Yeah, you ask him, where is that? And then I explain it to you what country they're next to.
Now you're a dumb
and
American.
Then you relate with them. You know women like to talk. And they want to show you.
We're a sailing?
Yes.
Get out of here. You're out of practice.
My game ain't never leave.
I believe the capital.
I get discount. Huh?
I was going to say, I believe the capital of Paraguay is Asunción. So, I mean, you default Asunción.
I thought it was the letter P.
I wish.
Listen to this, Hulk.
I wish I had that.
Were you born there? Yeah, I was born there. When did you bless the United States with your presence?
I mean, do people buy that? I mean, that is such trash. You are so lucky that your dad was Randy Crowder, because I got to tell you, your game, your level is at like 2. I'm at an 8.
Damn, I swear I'd go to Paraguay if I knew you were over there.
You're doing the stuff that you do all the time, which is it's just generalizations that you do. Hey, big dog. Hey, miss lady. Wherever she says, I'd fly over there. I'm trying to give something that's actually related to her. Unfortunately, I chose Uruguay, which has no relation to Paraguay.
Who wants to run a reverse when you can just run a lead down the middle?
You're all running right. Triple reverse. You're doing that's the ring right. around the you're ring around the Rosie in, and I'm just running the lead.
I said, oh, Paraguay. I said, you heard of Eduardo Solana? He went viral during the World Cup. And then nothing. Nothing.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
He said, sir, perhaps you'd feel more comfortable at the UPS store. I said, I'm on my way.
You never got a number. You had to just see girls around. They never gave you that number.
My attempt there was so much better than yours.
What?
When did you grace us with your presence in this country?
Oh,
all right,
my goodness.
Hit the bricks, guy. I got secure. I got three numbers dialed already. You want me to hit the other four? Security's gonna be on the way.
And you know what's what follows that, Hawk? Look at yourself. Oh my goodness, look at yourself.
Yeah. All right, well that works on Barry.
Hey, Barry's a looker.
Finally, guys, today is National Donut Day. I expect we'll get to it at some point. But
yeah,
I'd also like to give some love to a couple other national days today as well.
Oh,
the first one is National Rocky Road Day. And don't ask me if it's the ice cream. I don't know if there's another Rocky Road outside of the ice cream. So I'm just interpreting this as it's National Rocky Road Ice Cream Day.
Well, no, you can get, like, if you go to Kilwins, you can get Rocky Road fudge. It's a flavor. Rocky Road is marshmallow and something. I don't know exactly what's in it. I think we've done this bit before because I remember, I think we all agreed that Rocky Road was popular, you know, 70s or 80s. Like, that was a crazy flavor because there was vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and then someone came up with Rocky Road. But I don't think people order that anymore in 2023.
Chocolate ice cream, nuts, and marshmallow.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, it's always available at every ice cream shop. But
you ever seen anyone get it?
Nobody's ordering that.
No one.
And
that's
then
back in your time, Hawk. When you were a kid, how many flavors of ice cream did they have?
I'm telling you, there was vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, Rocky Road. And, like, you know, bubble gum. They would put the little bits of bubble gum in the ice cream, and that was wacky and crazy. But, like, actually, no, that's wrong, because they did have, you know, Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. But that was mind-boggling. 31 flavors. But I think they really, you know, it was like one flavor was, like, half bubble gum, and then another flavor was full bubble gum. You know, like, we got to get to 31 somehow. Barry just texted me, you had me at look at yourself.
My man Barry, boy, and he tall man. Come on now, like me a big man.
And finally, today is also personal favorite, National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Oh, I mean, tell me a better way to cook a chicken than on
fried.
A rotisserie
fried
that's been going, I mean, all day long.
Fried.
No.
Nope.
Come on.
Fried chicken's great. Get no argument from me. But a rotisserie chicken that's been rotisserieing all day long?
They're delicious. But
delicious.
I like that grease. Give me some of that grease.
Publix is very well known for their pub subs. But you tell me, you don't have time to cook dinner? There is nothing better. Then stopping at Publix, you go right to the deli, and they have mojo rotisserie chicken.
Oh, come on.
Barbecue rotisserie chicken. Sometimes I'll even just get, like, no flavored rotisserie chicken. Because you know what? It's a banger either way.
It's a banger.
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
All right. Glad we're all together on this front.
Very rarely you see a united front on something, as evidenced by our very varied opinions on a flying cow just a few minutes ago.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations at 866-954-MORE.
There is rain showers with a temperature of 74 degrees, and I'm not going to mention any more about the flood watches.
All right. They're all gone?
No. I don't want to mention it anymore.
All right. Any cow watches? Any flying cows?
No. No, no cow.
All right. Let us
They went
us
to the movies.
Let us know if that changes.
Huh?
Movies. Huh? That was excellent.
Jimbo.
That was excellent. 50 minutes of heat in the next segment.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's listen to Jimmy Butler here for a few seconds. This is Jimmy Butler post-game last night.
Probably because we shot a lot of jump shots, myself probably leading that pack instead of putting pressure on the rim, getting layups, getting to the free throw line. You know, when you look at it, during the game, they all look like the right shots, and I'm not saying that we can't as a team make those, but got to get more layups, got to get more free throws. And whenever you miss and don't get back, the games get out of hand kind of quickly. We gave up too many layups, which we also can't have happen. But that's it as a whole. We got to attack the rim a lot more, myself included.
Shoot a lot of jumpers, not going to get to the free throw line.
Bingo.
Drive the lane, get more than two free throws. Again, you're hitting those shots, it doesn't matter. You don't care, you know? But if you're not hitting those shots, then you've got – it's almost like Boston in Game 7, right? And you're watching them just jack up three after three. Yeah. And, like, you're going, well, wait a second. How about you go inside a little bit because the three's obviously not falling. But there were some issues last night.
And that whole thought, and I've heard it enough, you know, didn't play basketball at a high level, but I've heard enough people say, like, once you see the ball go through the net, It gives you a little something. It gives you a little confidence to, you know, back up a little bit and all that. If you start from the three-point line and can't hit, where the hell are you backing up to?
Right.
You need, you know, start inside and move outside. But listen, with him saying that and us talking about it and Crotty talking about it and everybody on the Will Manso and everybody I heard talk about it now, they are going to be aggressive game two. Guaranteed.
Well, and the one thing we know about Spo, I mean, I said it, you know, yesterday with Solana, and I said I wasn't saying it as a negative, that he's got some Bill Belichick in him. You know, one of the things about Belichick is, right, you give him a chance to game plan, he's very rarely going to get outcoached. But if he does, he's very rarely going to get outcoached a second time. And I'm not even saying that Spo got out coached, although I do like what Denver's game plan was. I'm not even saying he got out coached because it wasn't like where you watch it and you go, oh my God, Spo out coached Joe Mazzulla, made him look silly. It wasn't that. But Spo did watch last night's game. And now he's got all of today and all of tomorrow to get ready for Sunday. My faith is in that dude to fix things.
You know what? It's the story I tell about the Wildcat. Where the Wildcat became famous going to New England and beating them by 25 and Bill Belichick being outcoached for the only times you can remember him being outcoached. And you know who solved the Wildcat? Bill damn Belichick. And nobody else runs it because he showed the blueprint on how to stop it. So, yeah, we got him once. And if anybody remembers the end of that season, the Patriots came down here and whooped our ass in Miami because we couldn't run a Wildcat against them anymore.
Line is 8.5, by the way. Heat are 8.5-point underdogs on Sunday night. We will see what Spo has up his sleeve. There was a I had mentioned you guys earlier, what about Kevin Love? Someone asked that of Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Ira, play Kevin Love in game two. It can't get any worse. And Ira says, are you sure? The Nuggets are adept at picking at opponents' weaknesses, as Aaron Gordon did at the outset Thursday night against Max Strus. But that doesn't mean that Eric Spoelstra is against adjustments, which have been his playoff forte over the years. It comes down to whether the Heat believe Kevin Love can provide credible defense against Nikola Jokic. Can anyone, he says parenthetically. For Love, it basically is an all-or-nothing proposition when it comes to starting, since he does not fit with the zone approach when Jokic goes out. Of course, if Love starts, then someone has to sit. And removing Caleb Martin from the first five hardly is an answer and would appear rash at this point. The alternative could be starting Love in place of Strus and basically moving Martin to guard. The Heat now have 2 days to, as Eric Spoelstra might say, consider anything and everything. Does that sound appealing to you at all, Solana? Maybe putting Kevin Love in the starting lineup and having Strus come off the bench?
It doesn't, because, again, going back to the quality of looks, I thought they were good. And I don't think Max Strus goes 0 of 10. Michael Pina, who covers the NBA for The Ringer, actually tweeted this out earlier this morning. The Heat had one of their worst shooting performances of the postseason, despite it being their seventh best shot quality game.
Wow.
They had really good looks. They just missed them. And I like the idea of bringing in Kevin Love. I was shocked yesterday that he went to Zeller when Bam went to the bench, especially in non-Jovic minutes. I thought we would see Kevin Love.
Jokic.
I thought we would see Kevin Love through spurts, and we didn't. Maybe that is an adjustment he makes, because the Zeller minutes don't look great, to put it nicely.
But no, it's on to that point where you're saying, okay, we had great shots, and Strus didn't hit them, but he'll hit them next time. We had great shots, Strus didn't hit them. Let somebody else take those shots. Like, why wouldn't, go to somebody that kept – if Kevin Love had 10 shots, I think Kevin Love would have hit 4, 5 maybe.
But they play different positions, and the way Max Strus is coming off screens, the attention that the defense has to pay him, even though he's missing shots, is greater than Kevin Love, who truthfully, he'll set screens at the top of the key, and he'll roll to the wings and to the perimeter, but – like, they're not going to pay attention to Kevin Love the way they have to pay attention to Max Strus, just based off movement. And I think that's too important.
But if he hits a shot, to Crowder's point, if he hits the shots, they'll be forced to pay attention to him.
But also, Solana just said it, you have to come off a screen or roll. That roll is a sloth roll.
But
he's coming around that screen so slow.
Here's the thing, though. It's why you got him, isn't it? I was under the impression that you got him for the playoffs, for his experience. Kyle Lowry, we've seen during some of the postseason. Goran Dragic was on with Tobin and Leroy today, but I always think about Goran Dragic and his playoff experience and what that meant in the bubble. That was the weird thing to me is Kevin Love, I thought you specifically got him not just for the run to the playoffs, but for his veteran presence on the court during the postseason. So I did think it was a little curious that you didn't see him at all.
But I mean, that was the point, right? Like, he put him back in the starting lineup against Milwaukee,
right?
And that was a big adjustment because it gave Miami more size down low. And I'm not saying that that's not important, because Crowder, you made the point earlier. It's obvious. Denver just has this size advantage, and they exploited it last night. But I also think for Miami offensively, they need space, and they need room to penetrate. that's going to open things up more for their shooters, more so than it did last night. When you're playing Kevin Love heavy minutes, that eliminates a lot of the actions that they're able to do, especially because he's not a guy that's going to come off a screen. He'll be the one setting the screens, and I don't think they want that. I think they want Bam setting screens and then being able to turn and either shoot the jumper like we saw yesterday or be able to make good passes to shooters or to guys cutting to the rim. And Kevin Love, you can't play that way. You're kind of just hoping that, you're right, if he's open in the corner, he'll knock him down.
This is interesting to me because you said the league probably won't announce anything regarding Ja Morant till after the finals are over, not take away any of the shine. So I just looked at my gambling website to see what the line is for the Heat. They have just posted a Ja Morant prop, and they're calling it Shooters Gotta Shoot, which is funny. Ja Morant over under on games suspended by the league. Do you want to guess what it's set at?
41.
50.5.
Wow.
Ooh. Under. Half a season. That 41 was big to me.
I read something yesterday that there is a lot more to the story than just the second Instagram post that we saw.
Damn, but half a season? And let's be honest. I think J.J. Redick made this point. He didn't break a law in that second video. Mm-hmm. Having the concealed weapon in the strip club, I understand. But that was the first. He played after that one. In the second video, to have my own gun in my car, he didn't break a law.
But again, you know, I've made the point to tweeters and stuff. Like, if I flash a gun here on our YouTube feed, I'm in my house. I'm not breaking a law, but I guarantee you Odyssey is going to suspend me from work.
Yeah, that's true.
And I sit here, company. I have a medical marijuana card, and I do the show, and I smoke a blunt, and I go, well, I'm medically cleared. Like, they're going to suspend me. An employer can do what they want to do. You're not going to go to jail. He's not going to jail. But an employer can say, that does not sit well with us, you being an employee.
But I'm sure, and I can't think of anything right. I'm sure think of guys that broke the law. Think about the domestic violence cases. Think about some of the stuff that's really, you know, like the gun, I understand it's bad. What could happen with what Ja's doing with this weapon? But there's guys that are beating the hell out of these women and choking people to death and fighting people and doing all kind of crazy
stuff.
Well, that's
why I'm led to believe that there's more to this than that. Because I'm with you. That one clip, while it's so dumb because you just went through it and you know, you said it wasn't going to happen again, that's not worthy of 50 games. So no. I think there's something else at play.
Well, that's what Silver said. Silver said it, by the way, yesterday. Quote, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information.
Maybe it was positive information. Maybe they found out he was going duck hunting.
Right. Here's a picture of him buying, 50 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. It all evens out, folks. That would be Silver's press conference. It all evens out.
Hawk, quickly to your point, though, I think the fact that it was dumb, right, and just that quick little flash where you could tell, like, he immediately, his friend tried to move the camera away.
Yep.
I think part of it that's also going to be a big factor here from Adam Silver is that he talked about publicly how he met with Ja, and Ja looked at him straight in the face and told him that, you know, he wanted to change his act. He wanted to lied to right to his face. And I think Adam Silver, not that he wants to set an example, but he doesn't want to look like a fool because he came out in support of Ja. And that initial suspension, considering all the things that were surrounding Ja at the time, was fairly light, I believe.
No. It was. It's the adage. We talked about it this week. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
And that's where Adam Silver is right now, I would imagine, with Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can't make the commissioner look bad in front of the world.
I mean, come on.
That was not smart, Ja. Nothing you did was.
Not much. Was
I hope that Girl Scout
basketball player though.
I hope that Girl Scout cookie story comes out though. That was
yin and yang. There's a little bit of good, a little bit of bad in all of us. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up on this Friday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, te quiero.
Te quiero mucho.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.